I know we've already completed this year's Love of February series, but I've been itching to talk about love, so why not go for it in our second bonus episode? It's always hard for me to admit when I'm in a rut because I've been labeled by others as efficient and high achieving, people tell me they look up to me, and there is subsequently a ton of pressure to stay on my game, or at least have the appearance of staying on my game all the time. I have to tell the truth though, in that winter kicked my butt. I got rejected over and over again by dates and people and grants and assignments. That part, at least, is not new for me. If you know me, you also likely know that one of the reasons that I work so hard is that I'm used to bad luck and I'm used to rejection. I had a teacher once that told me, when a door closes, look for a window. And let me tell you how pro I've gotten at window spotting. Suffice to say that rejection usually doesn't sway my composure as heavily as it did this winter. The best place to start, I think, is my relationship with poetry. As you know, if you've been on the show for a while, I'm not that into poetry. The only poem we've ever talked about on the show is Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven last October, and aside from that, I really don't give myself the agency that I do indeed possess to review it. I'm obsessed with a very limited range of poetry. For example, I would die for Macbeth, Titus Andronicus, and The Taming of the Shrew, but I otherwise avoid Shakespeare, like the Black Death, for no reason at all. I digress. Since I've been at college, I've been exposed to a ton more poetry and have been working my way through Edna Vincent Millay's Collected Sonnets, and I found poems like E.J. Coe's Clearance that I just adore, but I also admittedly have started writing poetry again. Yes, that tricky little word again does indeed act as a presupposition trigger for the fact that I'm actually a published poet and have written copious amounts of poetry in my past life. I wrote a sonnet about primroses that was published so crazy when I was in sixth grade, and a later work called Ash Colored Roses that I know you can find with a little internet magic that effectively ended my poetry career because I took one read through of the published version and decided it was the most depressing thing that I had ever read, so I didn't write another poem for about 5 years, which was a month ago in February. The first poem that I wrote that I want to share with y'all was one that I wrote for a friend of mine for Valentine's Day because I simply felt like expressing that I loved them, but I was frustrated with them for their decisions. So here we go. Winter. I exceedingly lamented the loss of the fire, the loss of Elizabeth, the loss of my beloved. Spring. The seat of beauty, exemplified, the beauty of the dream, vanished. You. The wind of promise. There is no regularity. It was a divine spring, but I did not watch the blossom or the expanding leaves. Love is such a complex and layered emotion. I could get into a vast discussion of the Greek and Latin differentiations for love, for example, with the differences between agape and eros love, one being friendly and the other romantic, by the way, but I think that their emotion is a bit too multifaceted to break into binaries as we often do with language and concepts. I should mention that the poem that I just read was a found poem from Frankenstein, so every phrase that was in the poem was actually a phrase that I found by looking through Frankenstein, and I just appropriated it in a different order for the poem. The next poem that I want to share with you was sort of at the breaking point for me in terms of where I was meeting symptoms of, say, inefficiency and apathy and burnout all at once. That isn't to say, however, that I'm not doing well and that I wasn't doing well at the time. I think that I'm adult enough at this point to push through the embodiment of the dumpster on fire gif and sort of just go with it along the way. Burnout seems to be a super hot topic right now on the internet, especially as many millennials are meeting 30 this year, and I just want to comment that while burnout is a reality, there are plenty of things that we can do as hardworking individuals to prevent it. One of my favorite tips actually is through Simple Joyce, where I take Kurt Vonnegut's advice and say to myself at intervals throughout the day, if this isn't nice, what is? There's obviously a religious component for me, but I think regardless of your spiritual ideology, it's good to pause and be thankful throughout the day so it's not a constant luau of blood, sweat, and tears. Also, the next poem is a bilingual poem. I remember that in the beginning of my high school career, a bilingual poet came to visit, and bilingualism isn't super uncommon where I'm from. It's actually quite common. But I thought that this guy was so cool and that he indexed language in such a unique way. So it's likely that I've just evolved enough to be able to produce my own version of that with German. This one I wrote for someone who actually doesn't know that I wrote it for them. Points plus if you're listening and think it's for you.
Doppelganger. How am I supposed to feel, wenn ich nicht klar denken kann? Ich denke an ihn, obwohl ich dich sehe, I feel I am mute. I am performing. Nicht deinetwillen, aber for whose sake am I performing? I must be insane or very close to it. I feel the weight of every minute. Aber how can I experience time, ähnlich wie bei jedem Menschen? Older sisters und große Familien, Platz, Haar, you. How am I supposed to differentiate, wenn ich Liebe habe? Ich liebe dich bereits, aber I don't know who you are.
Love is something that isn't easily reconciled. It comes and goes, sometimes in waves, sometimes in heart attacks, sometimes it all falls through like sand in an hourglass, and retrospect can sober our experiences as to why. But I think that regardless of the heartache, go out and love and prosper. Please. Love each other and love yourselves, and I will see y'all next week with a review of Gingerbread by Helen Ogeyemi.